Why get all your holiday decorations delivered through Instacart? Because maybe you only bought two wreaths, but you have 12 windows. Or maybe your toddler got very eager with the advent calendar. Or maybe the inflatable snowman didn't make it through the snowstorm. Or maybe the twinkle lights aren't twinkling. Whatever the reason, this season, Instacart's here for hosts and their whole holiday haul. Get decorations from the Home Depot, CVS, and more through Instacart and enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Payoff up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Gentlemen, we love this stuff. Your lady surprises with you. It's a month maker.
Mm-hmm.
Right? And surprise is one thing. If she wants your input, that could be even sexier.
Okay.
The question is, does she want your input? And if she does, do you want to give your input?
Mm.
You're hanging out in the break room, Rochester's Classic Rock 96.5, WCMF, interesting new tenant over at Eastview Mall.
Who's coming?
They are called La Vie en Rose.
La Vie en Rose?
La Vie en Rose.
What does that mean?
It is a, I think it means the V in the Rose. No, it's a Montreal-based lingerie and swimwear company.
Sexy town. Big French.
Big French.
Would you say sexy town, big French?
Montreal, sexy town, big French.
You sound like an Asian tourist getting off a bus. Where are you going? Montreal, sexy town, big French. So this store, by the way, it's only the second U.S. location that will be coming to Eastview Mall. Yeah. So you ladies here in Rochester, very lucky. And Tommy, I went and checked it out last night after I saw the story. There's stuff. Yeah. Sexy.
Oh, yeah. Scantily clad.
But like classy sexy, right. Not like porn star
so
sexy.
So it's more like something you see in Victoria's Secret. That style?
Well, I would say if I had to guess, based on my vast knowledge of lingerie, this would be a little, maybe a step above Victoria's
Secret.
Oh, so
it's higher.
But I could be wrong.
Saying, like, probably like better quality.
I have no idea. I didn't touch it, Kimmy. Okay. And I'm offended that you even think I would walk in there and touch it with nobody looking. They have some stuff that if your wife or girlfriend surprised you with, you'd be excited.
All right.
But tell me, what if she didn't want to surprise you with it? What if she wanted you to come out to Eastview Mall and help her pick stuff out?
Oh, like my input? Like red dicks?
There's no joke I can make that won't get us stuffed right now. Do you ladies want our opinion on sexy stuff? Lingerie, bathing suits, stuff like that. If your guy wanted to come with you and give his input, 252-WCMF, 252-9263. Are you in?
I feel like part of the gift of this, I guess, would be more of the surprise.
Well, there's going to be a big surprise when you walk.
Oh, God. You asked my opinion.
Yeah, I was just talking.
So you were saying, Kimmy, I'm sorry.
Big talker.
Le Skeletor just walked in.
I think more of that is it's probably more of the surprise for you than anything, right? Like, I want to get this to surprise you with it, because now that you already have seen it and know what I look like in it, it takes away from it a little bit. I also think it's kind of an awkward situation for most guys I know personally to go into a store and kind of be like the viewer of it, because chances are you're not in there alone.
Okay, so you're looking at it from the guy's point of view here. I want it from the, and we'll get to that stuff.
For like me personally, like, I would want to do that myself.
So you don't care what your husband has to say about the lingerie you wear?
No, I don't know how picky guys are about lingerie.
And does she really want a dirty mind in there? Because that's all a guy's going to bring
One of my favorite Russell Crowe movies, by the way. What's a that? Dirty mind.
But that's all your brain.
Where he was schizophrenic, but he kept touching guys' penises.
To your point, like, I don't know how much input you're really going to give me other than that looks great. Red's a nice color. Yep. I like black too. Red black's also good.
Horny drooler.
Like, I don't know.
This sounds like a 1950s, like, crooner. Horny drooler. Baby. No, Kimmy, if your argument is that it's more for the guys than it is for you, then why would you not want
his
input?
I guess, and tell me if I'm wrong, isn't kind of like any lingerie good lingerie to you? Have you seen bad lingerie? Really?
Like, I mean, look, there are women who know how to pull off lingerie.
But even if she took you, you're never going to tell her she looks bad.
No, I'm not. But I don't know how much.
I guess my point is, how much input are you really giving?
Well, I think guys, different men are into different kinds of pieces of lingerie. Is that a fair statement? No. I mean, there are some guys that are into thongs, boy shorts, thigh highs, teddies. What are the thing that like buckles and straps?
Seatbelt?
I get boaters for driver's safety.
A quality seatbelt. From the fine people at General Motors and Lingerie.
I mean, I feel like women don't give men enough credit when it comes to what they're into.
Again, I don't know. Even if it's not something you're into, and let's say she comes out and she's just glowing. She loves this piece.
Oh, yeah.
You're not going to tell her you don't like.
Even if she kind of...
No, because you want a centerfold. That's what you want.
Well, that's what lingerie is, right?
Right. But to Kimmy's point, if she comes out not looking like that centerfold, you're not going to say anything. You're going to go, nailing it, baby. So you've offered no help.
Right. You're going to tell her everything looks great.
Right. If you're smart. Because if you're not, that's the last time you're going to ever see lingerie on that woman.
Maybe the last time you ever see that woman.
Yeah.
And with that being said, all right, let's take a jump over to the other side of the pond here. Are men interested in tagging along and helping out if their partner wanted their opinion?
Like if they push for it, like, let me come, I want to see.
Let's say Tommy and I are sitting around, you know, whatever woman we're with. Hey, I want you to come with me. I want you to tell me what you like.
Like, you're invited on this trip. You're not suggesting it.
Exactly. Yeah. And I want your opinion. Would you want to be giving your opinion?
No.
Why?
No, because that'd be too uncomfortable.
By what?
Everything.
Why?
Screwing up. Saying the wrong thing. Mm-hmm. It's a very volatile situation. It's very intimate.
That's what lingerie is. It's your sexual partner. It's why you're going with them.
And there's other people there. It's just a weird vibe.
Yeah, it's a store that sells lingerie. Like, nobody's going, what are you doing with this stuff? I'm using it for gas caps.
Think of how awkward you feel just walking into a store like that. And you're not even getting like a show.
But I think it's different. I think it's easier to walk into that place with a woman getting a show than it is to walk in just like,
But have you ever been in your wife's shop and you're just standing there?
Yeah. You don't know what to do with your hands.
You look like a horny creep. And you're not doing a goddamn thing.
I also sometimes, and I know that like this is a bad thing to assume, but it kind of feels like if a guy's there with a woman and insists on being there when she's trying stuff on, it looks a little bit controlling to me.
I understand.
Oh. You know what I mean?
Yeah. I'm not saying that I'm going to be like, I demand you let me come. But if she wanted my opinion.
Right. Like, if you're invited, it's one thing.
Yeah, I'm not going to be like, listen, woman. But we're getting like the card. I'm telling you what you can wear underneath your pants.
But the way it may look to other people, I guess. Okay. I don't know.
And you don't even know how to compliment women.
What are you talking about?
Men don't know how to compliment women without sounding like a man. Okay. Like, women can compliment each other, and they talk about, they're very comfortable.
Yeah.
A guy's going to talk like he's in a lumber yard. I wouldn't go with that one, darling. I'd go with that two-for-two set up there. That's going to be quality wear there. Especially, you know, we're coming into the cold months. You're going to have to put a gasket or some kind of, like, trim on that. That's not going to work. And if that's too tight, you're going to chafe.
It would be easy.
And then you're going to have to get your chafing cream out. And there's about four products up there that I could recommend. I usually go with the big outfits. But yeah, you're going to sound like an idiot.
No, it would be easy to compliment your lady in lingerie.
Is that a BVD or is that that French stuff coming up there from Montreal, Sexy Town?
Are you talking about Montreal, big French?
Yeah, that big French up there?
No, I mean, something as simple as, oh my God, your ass looks amazing in that. I love how your legs look. That really compliments your figure. Yeah, I mean, how is that hard?
Okay, all right.
Are you that
dumb? That could come off creepy out in a mall setting. Yeah.
I am your sexual partner. I made eye contact with him when I said that, and I think we both
But that's just weird.
Like, think about you sitting there while another guy is saying this.
Okay. I you jump in. Yeah, your wife's ass looks great.
You wouldn't feel just awkward all around?
No. I mean, are you guys that insecure with your partners?
I just being in public and doing it.
You
got to
sound like a Barry White album.
And
take
you
off them panties, baby.
No, yeah,
remove that brassiere, my
no,
dear.
We're putting on the panties and the brassiere. It's a lingerie shop.
But you're going to sound like a horny 70s disco album.
She's also probably going to be like a sales associate there, too.
You know? Oh, yeah. They're always all in, by the way.
And that's also creeps me out.
So it's not
wait,
even
wait,
just...
Wait, well, hold on. What about the sales associate?
Now we got another person standing here while we're having this intimate conversation.
That's what I mean. It's a three-person conversation. Right.
You know, like Kimmy, I get, because she's always kind of like shy when it comes to this kind of stuff, even though the other day she said she would rather do dishes than knob her husband.
I didn't say that. I said one was more work than the other, was my point.
How is that not?
Well, you're going to need a towel either way.
Yeah, unless you want to keep him around forever. But what I'm getting at is... Bro, you've been around for how long?
Too long.
Exactly.
65 years of pervert.
You have no problem saying the creepiest stuff ever into a microphone.
And even he draws the line
but
here.
No, but if there's no line to be drawn, it's a simple conversation with someone that you are in love with, that you are intimate with, that you're sharing.
But there are a lot of conversations that I'll have with my husband when nobody's around that I wouldn't feel comfortable having in front of other people.
Yeah, like it's not mall talk.
Yeah, like not even
mall talk.
Anything embarrassing on that level, but just stuff that I'm like, I don't want other people listening in.
They call it intimate for a reason. I feel creepy just walking past those places.
All right, so let's put
looking
a
little
that.
Too long at the mannequins.
Well, yeah, he's looking at right in their dumb face. 252-WCMF, we're talking. We started this conversation with a new story that is coming to Eastview Mall. It is called La Vie en Rose.
Are you saying rose?
Rose, yeah. Right. I'm trying to say it with a French accent. How do you say rose in French? Rosé?
You were president of the French club.
I wasn't president of the French club. And as soon as I got it, I surrendered. It is a Montreal-based lingerie and swimwear company, and this is the second store, the only other second store in the U.S. We're talking about going with your partner, your lady, if they're looking to get something. Do you want her going by herself? Would you be excited to tag along? Ladies, do you want guys in your back pocket? You know, we asked for women, so of course, a man who knows the most anybody can know about lingerie. Rammer's on CMF. Right. Hey, Rammer, how are you, buddy?
Good morning. Happy Monday. Listen. There is no way, as much as I would like to be included in this, no way that any man over the age of 25 should do this because it's a trap. All they want to do is see how many of the other girls you're going to be looking at while you're in there trying to give her advice on what you think looks good on
her. Setup. It's a lingerie setup.
To put on?
Oh, yeah.
Eminent in front of you?
I remember when I would go shopping for my wife when, you know, birthday, Christmas, and I'd always try to get her a nice bathrobe or something from Victoria's Secret. It was very dangerous going in there because you either A, look like a creep, or B, are in there trying to pick somebody up, not necessarily, you know, buy the goods that you're there for.
Definitely don't do that.
I wouldn't do it. It's a trap. Your woman just wants to see how distracted you could be around all these 20-year-old girls in there shopping.
All right. Yeah, no, you know what? Not Tom. After what Tommy said, you're right. Grammar, thanks for the call, buddy. Have a good rest of the day.
I'm looking for a good terry cloth bathrobe, ma'am. Probably it comes below the knee, ties at the waist.
Well, she's going to wear it on Sunday. It's God's day.
Okay.
They do really sell you on bathrobes for mom at Victoria's Secret. Just putting
which
that out
there. Which sounds about as unsexy as it gets.
Like,
the mom
very,
robe.
Very soft.
Wouldn't that be like the most insulting thing as a woman?
It's the mom
pajamas,
robe.
Like you robes.
You pull out the Victoria's Secret box, like, ooh, he thinks I'm sexy, and it's the most cloth he could put on you.
Yeah, but it is soft. It is nice.
And
it's
now
undeniably
I'm
comfy.
Hey, a lot of soft going on right now.
Did you hear the noise coming in? It was a disgust I've never heard come out of her mouth. It's like she's boiling a pot of coffee in her stomach. So, are there men that tag along with their ladies on trips like this? Because Eastview, they're getting this La Vie en Rose.
Yeah. That are not dragged, but they go it's a regular rotation trip.
Because Eastview also has that giant Victoria's Secret. Yeah. It's five stores wide. Mm-hmm. And to your point, if you take a glance in Victoria's Secret when you walk by, there are men in there. There are always men in there.
Yeah, they're trapped.
You judge those men or you feel for those men?
I feel for those
men. Okay, so you don't think those men want to be in there on their own?
No. You got dragged.
So you see them more as whipped than lucky.
Just dragged.
I mean, dragged is whipped. Whipped is dragged.
I mean, we're all whipped. We're all dragged.
Man. We're all dragged through something, man.
You sound like draft horses.
Which store do you think men skip out on more? Like a Victoria's Secret or like a Sephora? Because my husband won't step foot into Sephora.
Why? I can at least, there's at least cologne in Sephora. Oh, there's some stuff for dudes. I hate Sephora too.
Like the second he knows I'm going in there, he's like, all right, I'll be down it. And then he names another store.
It's a lot. It's a lot for the senses all at once.
I bought cologne from Sephora.
Yeah, no, but you're a bitch. Like, you love that stuff. Like, you're going to walk around
and
smell.
He really does not know what to do when he's in there.
Tommy's also the bitch that will use, if you've ever been in a Sephora, they have containers of coffee beans to cleanse your nostril palate.
Yeah.
You use those?
They work.
Oh my God, you bitch. Hold on. Yes, let me try to Yves Saint Laurent. Oh, those are delicious. Oh, yeah.
Well, how do you get your cologne?
Like an American, through the mail?
So I support the local retailer.
Whatever Chuck Norris tells me I should be wearing.
The sissy retailer. It's where I get my Dolce & Gabbana.
No, I would rather go in Victoria's Secret than Sephora.
Oh, no way.
I think that's most perfume. Men's preference.
No, because again, it's like...
There's no boobies and ass at Sephora.
Well, there you go.
Bro, the whole Sephora is boobies and ass. We're the only dudes that walk in
No,
there.
I'm talking about the posters and those... Yeah. It looks like a 14-year-old's fantasy bedroom. Girls what? With wings. Yeah. I'm taking perfume over skank.
No. I'll go in. No. I'd much rather go into Victoria's Secret.
All right. Here's your choice.
Okay.
You can go... Le Rose?
Le Rose.
Montreal Le Rose.
Okay.
Sephora?
Yeah.
Marshalls.
Oh. Ooh. No, you can find stuff at Marshalls.
Marshalls is a long time.
Yeah, but my Marshalls husband can spend always some time at Marshalls.
No, but Marshalls is always 35 to 40 minutes.
All right. All
and that's
right.
Just to pay for it.
You did it wrong. You did it wrong. Le Vion Roll. Sephora. Or the lingerie section at Marshall's, because they have one.
Oh, they do.
They have an intimate section.
Underwear.
No, they still have some sexy stuff.
I know, so does Sears.
It's not like on display
it
is.
Wait,
displayed on tables.
No, I understand.
Like, there's a mood when you walk into those lingerie stores.
So then the Marshall's lingerie section shouldn't be a problem for you.
I just don't want to go to Marshall's, period.
No,
I understand. We're never going to get out of there.
By the way, you say, like, Sears having a lingerie section is bad. Like, that's not sexy. Like, it's not Sears sexy.
Or America shops for sexiness.
That's right.
And treadmills and lawnmowers.
And
Craftsman tools and panties.
Craftsman panties.
Yes. As seen on the Merv Griffin Show.
No, man. Like, you say this, like, you'd be able to know if your wife, girlfriend, whoever, went to, like, the highest end, most expensive store in New York City or Sears. You wouldn't know when she put it on, right?
I would not.
And by the way, if we're going to use this lingerie, I'd rather you spend as little as possible. That way I don't feel bad if I ruin it.
Okay. Are you ruining it?
What do you mean? It's easy to ruin it.
Don't ask him that.
Do you have to hand wash some of this stuff?
Yeah, but how are you going to ruin it? You're just taking it off.
There are a lot of buckles and straps involved in some of those things.
And sometimes I just get frustrated and we're just going for it. I'm not alone on that. Don't look at me like
so
I'm...
So you bang around the straps?
Yeah.
That could hurt.
Yeah, if one gets pulled back the wrong
way. Yeah, you could get like dong whiplash.
Yow! Yowza! We got Facebook messages coming in. You know, we always say men call women right.
Yeah.
Okay. So we have, let's pick one man and one woman because we have Facebook messages for both. You want the guy or the gal first?
Let's go with the guy.
Okay. Guy. Brian writes us, I'd rather shop online with my wife for lingerie if she wanted it than to go to the store. The rare times I've gone in those stores, I feel as creepy as Tommy.
Okay.
So
he's with me.
He's with you on the creepy lingerie thing. It is funny. First of all, if you go to Eastview, there are 5 couches right outside of Victoria's Secret.
Mm-hmm. And they know what they're
doing. Yes, they're fully aware of that.
There's a seating area there.
Second of all, are you guys aware that there is a rule in Victoria's Secret that only one person is allowed in the dressing room at a time?
That makes sense.
Yeah.
No other store has that policy.
Well, that would make sense.
Ask me how I know that.
How do you
they
know
kick
that?
You out?
No, well, so my wife, when our kids were really little, we were shopping with the girls, and my girls would hang off my wife. You know, when we were in there. So the girls were in there, and my wife was trying to, like, try something on, and she asked me to come in and help her with the girls while she was trying something on. And, like, the woman, like,
jumped.
Bombed from behind the desk, like, you know, like, she was, like, trying to protect Lincoln.
Well, she got, like V-block.
She's like, sir! I didn't know. I'm just trying to hold my kid while my wife's changing. Which means something must have happened multiple times.
You know.
What are you...
Scuzzy ass people went in there and started diddling.
Okay, well, but why there?
Because you're kind of looking at all the dirty stuff.
You're kind of looking at all the dirty. Oh, it was an Italian Victoria's Secret, Vincenzo's Secret. You know what his secret is?
Yeah, they're stained. He dropped acid in them panties.
Put that on a t-shirt.
Boy, man, never stained a thong. So what's the chick saying?
Justine writes us on Facebook. She says, I want my fiance in there with me, and he really enjoys it. He picks out what he likes, and it turns me on when we go out and I wear it, knowing he knows I'm wearing it, and it's driving him
so
crazy.
She shops at Naive, Les Naive. What is she? She's a fiance.
Yeah.
Which means she's in that fiance like love bubble right now.
Yeah.
He don't want to be there, man. And she's buying the jive.
Okay, whether or not he wants to be there, she said, I'm going to read this again. You ready?
She gets horny.
If it does something for her, wouldn't you be all in on that?
Yeah.
Even if you didn't care?
Ain't going to last.
Quote, he picks out what he likes.
Ain't going to last.
He picks out what he likes, and it turns me on when we go out and I wear it, knowing he knows I'm wearing it, and it's driving him crazy.
Okay.
I mean, that wouldn't do it for you, Kimmy? Like, knowing your husband's just like, oh, I got to get down to whatever that
I
is.
Guess, but, I still wouldn't need him to go to the store with me.
Why?
Because, again, it ruins the element of surprise.
Yeah.
Because if he already knows what it looks like, I would think that takes away from wearing
the
it
allure,
out.
The surprise.
Okay, I'm going to make the argument that might blow up that.
All right.
Okay.
Because I get the element of surprise, I do. But if you do
but
it...
Again, like, I just think the whole store situation to me is the awkward part.
Oh, no, okay, fine. Yeah. But if you're arguing for the sake of surprise, you can only surprise him once with a surprise, right?
Yeah.
Whereas if he's in on the purchasing, which again, I would also feel uncomfortable doing it. Mm-hmm. I don't know. He's not going to be... It's every time he sees it, he's going to get excited because he had a hand in that. Before he gets a hand in that. You know what I'm talking about?
What did you turn into Eminem over there?
Eminem.
Wait, how is this Eminem? What is he talking about?
No, you're doing like all this like stupid stuff. Jiving around with your hands.
You're doing Eminem, Kimmy, with his stupid stuff, these damn kids. Doing his stupid stuff.
The artist Eminem.
He showed up last night when I was watching TV.
Take one more. We'll read one more thing.
Right.
Adam writes us on Twitter at Duffy on WCMF. I was in the changing room with my fiance. I was in the changing room with my fiance at the Dick's Sporting Goods in Victor. Three people came to knock on the door to tell me to get out. I was just trying to see the different things she had picked out. Okay, maybe that's not just a Victoria's Secret.
That would make sense if most places had that rule.
No, but I've been in dressing rooms with my wife
before. Maybe that's why there's a rule now.
Because what I was doing?
Yeah.
All the Eminem stuff?
Creepy doofus Eminem shows up.
Creepy doofus. Let's take a break.
The holidays are all about sharing with family. Meals, couches, stories, grandma's secret pecan pie recipe. And now you can also share a cart with Instacart's family carts. Everyone can add what they want to one group cart from wherever they are. So you don't have to go from room to room to find out who wants cranberry sauce or who should get mini marshmallows for the yams or collecting votes for sugar cookies versus shortbread. Just share a cart and then share the meals and the moments. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to four lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device credit service ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you and also accepts insurance. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
I mean, it'd be a big deal if this person showed up anywhere you were hanging out. And it sounds, Kimmy, like word got out before he got there. This could happen.
Oh.
Yeah.
Right? That being said,
mm-hmm.
if you knew they were going to be there,
mm-hmm.
right? I mean, you just don't know what the time is. There is a period of time, even if you're a fan, you're not going to sit and wait for them. Right, Kimmy?
I would think.
You're hanging out in the break room. That's just classic rock, 96.5 WCMF. Tommy, you're familiar with Post Malone, right?
Kinda.
When you say kinda.
He's got the tattoos on his face.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Post Malone. Which is like a new trend.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. It's a new, what do you mean by a new trend?
Well, he's got it, and the Jelly Roll got it.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. As you said this morning, Jolly Roll.
Yeah, Jolly Roll.
Jolly Roll. Jolly Rancher. Yeah.
The country guy.
Post Malone, a once rapper now. Is he like a full-time country artist
was
now?
Was he even really a rapper in the beginning?
Rapping.
I don't know.
He was rapping. He was pretty rapping.
So he's country. Country rap.
I don't know if he
I don't know. He's been in just about every genre of music.
Yeah, you're right.
He
did have a couple of pop songs as well. Anyway, he's wildly successful, and he is from the Syracuse area.
Wow.
Remember, a couple of, was it a year or two ago? He was in Webster for a wedding for one of his family members. He has a show coming up with one. Who did he have a country song with? Jantley Talbert?
Did you make that up?
Ducey Bennington?
I thought he was with Portly Jackson.
I don't know. I thought it was just his show.
No, I think he went on tour with that country guy.
Oh, maybe. I thought this particular concert.
Justice Wilson.
That country guy.
Post Malone.
They're all the same guy. Yes. They're all the same guy with just different names over their heads. insert name. This one's for you. So while at home, he had to go do all of the home things.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And, of course, he showed up at Dinosaur Barbecue.
Oh, that's a legendary
Syracuse
place.
Staple, yeah.
Yeah, that's right.
The original joint.
There you go. So while he was there, he was taking pictures with absolutely everybody. And, Kimmy, I got the impression, based on the pictures, that maybe word had gotten out before he got there.
Or even if he got, you know, the second he got there, everybody that was there was texting people, you know.
A Fairport Jimmy Fallon situation.
Okay.
Right, okay. Yeah. People, I'm sure, showed up.
Because, Kimmy, you saw this yesterday and you had a question that you asked.
Because I was thinking, you know, with somebody, especially somebody with connections to the area, like I'm sure that people hear whispers of like where they're gonna be and when and you know, maybe around like what day. Like I'm wondering how many people, first of all, how far you drive to go see, maybe catch a glimpse of that person, and how long you'd spend there before you realize, okay, maybe they're not coming.
Is Post Malone popular enough where people from Rochester would drive to Syracuse if they thought they had a shot?
Maybe not driving to Syracuse, but
that's
if there was a rumor that he was somewhere in the greater Rochester area, I think people would drive.
I mean, okay.
Let's say if he was in Canandaigua. Which is
they call it the Syracuse of Rochester.
I think people would get in their car and drive.
30 minutes. You're down there.
Drive for Post Malone. I don't know who I would drive 30 minutes for a chance at
catching
a glimpse of. Like, not even like hanging out with him. Like, maybe I get to catch a glimpse at best case scenario.
Yeah.
I get a picture with him. Like, who's worth that drive? I know for you, nobody, because you're just a miserable prick.
No, there's people I'd probably go do it for.
Who?
They're all dead. We should make it even more interesting.
With the corpse of Miles Davis.
Yes.
Wow, he's there? Kimmy, is there anyone you would drive to Canandaigua for just for a chance at a picture?
I don't think so, because if there's not a guarantee, I'm probably out.
Who would you drive half an hour for a guarantee for a picture with?
Ooh, guarantee.
Yeah. It'd have to be somebody legendary, like Paul McCartney or somebody. Like, you know,
bro, that's the top shelf, man.
Yeah. But that's what I'm saying. Like, it would have to be somebody who you could actually like impress other people with.
Post Malone wouldn't be
impressive. You met them.
Post Malone is not as impressive as Paul McCartney.
Well, I think like Post Malone would be impressive, but nobody, if they weren't like a fan of that person, they may not care. Whereas even if you're not a fan of the Beatles, like that'd still be something somebody.
Yeah,
would be like, wow.
They're bigger than what they do.
Yeah,
like their name is that big.
Yeah,
because I used to use my old man as a barometer for how famous somebody was. Like, even though my old man didn't know the music, he knew the person because they were that famous.
Okay.
Springsteen, Madonna, Cher, that level.
Yeah, but here's the problem with that idea. Again, we're talking about Post Malone. He's a Syracuse. He's from Syracuse. I don't know if he was born and raised there, whatever. But he had a show in Cuse. Has a show in Cuse. I think it's maybe, I don't know. Doesn't matter. Bottom line is, he was at Dinosaur Barbecue over the weekend, and it looks like the word got out because a bunch of people showed up to take pictures with him. The Paul McCartney argument for the name, I get. But getting a picture with Paul McCartney now, if you showed that to someone, they wouldn't know it's Paul McCartney because he looks like your 80-year-old guidance counselor.
Yeah.
Female guidance counselor.
Yes. He does, he's got a granny face.
Which is fine. I mean, British people end up having granny faces.
They all do. They all get it. Yeah. Brampton's getting it now, too.
I mean, look at Churchill.
Granny face.
He had wicked granny face.
That was one tough granny.
Look, I ain't saying they ain't tough.
His ass kicking granny.
Just kicking granny face.
I think Springsteen would also be a good one because this seems like something he would do. And if you told me like you bought him a beer or something, I would believe that story. Like it's a more believable situation where if you said I sat down and had a conversation with Bruce Springsteen, I might be more likely to believe you.
Well, there are so many stories that people tell of Springsteen doing just like regular everyday stuff. He got in trouble. Remember, he was initially arrested for a DUI or a drug.
In a park.
He took a shot with somebody in a park who he had parked his motorcycle on the side of the road. Eventually, they realized that that was cool. There's another great story he tells in St. Louis where it was way back in the day.
Mm.
He goes to see a movie by himself on an off day, and the kid is there's a kid walking with his girlfriend, recognizes it's Springsteen. He goes, "Can we sit with you?" And he goes, "Okay." So they're sitting with him watching this movie, and the movie ends. He goes, "Listen, why don't you come home and have spaghetti with my mom?" And Springsteen's like, "Okay." So he goes home with this kid in St. Louis, and he walks in the door, and the mother doesn't know who he is. It's still kind of early on. Kid goes and grabs the album, shows it to his mom, point it to him. She goes, "Oh, my God." She makes him spaghetti at like 10 o'clock at night.
Jesus.
So Bruce Springsteen is eating with this kid, his girlfriend, and his mom spaghetti in St. Louis.
It's insane.
Okay, and then he sees them. He said that now he sees them. Every time he goes to St. Louis, he stops and hangs out with them.
There's never a bad time for spaghetti.
Yeah. But like, I mean, okay, Springsteen, I'm going just to hopefully have one of those moments that.
All right, so Clapton's been here a few times.
Okay.
Eric Clapton's in town.
Mm-hmm.
How far would you drive to see Clapton?
I'm gonna make a controversial statement.
He took off his glasses. He's ready to say something that you're not
derogatory
gonna like
about Eric Clapton.
There are a lot of people who are gonna not like this. Clapton's overrated.
Overrated.
Clapton's overrated.
He's a guitar genius.
Yeah, maybe if you want to. I mean, if you're close, you know, if you don't go as deep as I do, man.
Clapton. So, what? You don't like Eric Clapton.
It's not that I don't like Eric Clapton. I'm not blown away by Clapton. Yeah, there I said it.
So you're out on Clapton.
I'm not going to drive a city. If Clapton walked in this room.
No, Clapton's out somewhere.
Like where?
Local restaurant. He could be a dinosaur.
Okay, so he's a dinosaur down there. No, I'm not going. If Clapton's in the building, I will go see Clapton.
Walk down the hall.
If I have to get in my car, I'm not interested.
Got to worry about the parking situation. He's out.
I mean, look, there are plenty of people who have other legendary artists they think are not great. I'm sorry, for me, it's Clapton. I'm sorry.
So you say he's overrated.
Him and Sinatra, I think, are both really overrated. And don't even get me started on that Sinatra Clapton album they did.
I got a slow hand, baby. Because you shot the sheriff.
You'd go drive for Clapton? Look at you bitch. Oh, you drive for Clapton. Would you? No.
Well, no, but I respect the talent.
I'm not saying I don't respect him.
Just said he's overrated, so you don't respect
him. No, I respect his appropriate rating.
His appropriate low rating.
No, I didn't say it's low.
And I don't even like British people that much.
Look,
No,
I know, based on your grandma face comment. I'm not saying Clapton's not great. Mm-hmm. I'm just saying I don't think he's what everyone else. You hear people, oh, Clapton's God. No, not really.
All right, Frampton's in town.
No, if I don't like Clapton, if I think Clapton's overrated, I'm not going for Frampton.
The poor man's Clapton is Frampton?
You know what's weird? Underrated somehow. Frampton,
Okay.
I would say Frampton, Clapton about the same
level. No way, man. Good luck getting out of here alive today.
252-WCMF, 252-9263. Again, we're talking about musician, rap artist, country artist, whatever, Post Malone, hanging out at Dinosaur Barbecue in Syracuse. What I love about this story is... You know, you used your dad as a barometer for who's famous and who's not. You would not know you were standing next to Post Malone unless somebody said that's Post Malone.
Well, I know. The tattoos are giving away.
Bro, those tattoos are becoming more common.
And I don't know why, but yes.
What do you mean?
I don't see many people with facial tattoos to that degree.
Kim, okay, yes. Their face, Kimmy, for that, Gen Z, now I sound like you. Those facial tattoos are not uncommon anymore. I mean, you don't see them everywhere, but it's not weird.
I haven't seen them other than famous people.
Go hang out with the Lucky Flea for a morning. Those face tattoos are there.
Are they real?
I don't know. That's a good question. Maybe I got sucked.
All right.
So what do we learn here?
Post Malone.
Post Malone has enough clout to bring people out to the dinosaur when he's there in his hometown. We learn that Clapton is overrated. We learn that.
Yeah.
Peter Frampton, Eric Clapton, about the same level.
Jolly Roll, I do confuse the Post Malone.
Jolly Roll and Post Malone confuse Tommy.
Jolly Rancher.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.